Hello, this is Billy Brim. Happy to speak to you this morning and hear from you and join my voice with you as we lift up our Lord tells us that he hears us. And so we lift up our voices. I'm telling you what a wonderful week last week was, but just a little bit of housekeeping before we go on. I am going to be out at Prayer Mountain at noon. There are some things I want to share. So we're going to do the call at 30 minutes past the hour, 12:30 for you, Max. I suppose all of you that want to take part in it, since I'm going to be out there, you will have to go to our website, billybrim.org, and join us there. That's billybrim.org, and then you do Wednesday prayer live. And I'll be out there, and I do have some things to share first before we get into our wonderful Moed appointment with the Lord. I want to tell you that we're going to do some Israel trips. I've been doing my schedule, and we're going to be going to Israel in early December. We've done this before. We've taken a Hanukkah tour before, and actually we'll be coming back just as Hanukkah starts. So probably, I'm not sure of this, but maybe there for the first day's Hanukkah lightings. So the weather was very nice the last time we went in December, and not too hot, not too cold. So bless the Lord. Then we're going to go again in early June. We're taking the June trip in connection with Pastor Chip Brim's church, a glorious church fellowship. And we want to get some school teachers and students and people that can't be out in other parts of the year can't go. So that's early December and early June. And you can go online to Israel Tours. Praise the Lord, or find out the number and call to Ruby. Ruby's our lady who's been helping us, and she just knows everything. And she's very, we like to know our people. And so we don't use an agency. We get to know our people personally. Bless the Lord. And you'll be glad of that when you go on the tour. Praise the Lord. Let's check with our brother Max, who is in what's now called Jordan, and what in the millennium will be Greater Israel. So, Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I am here. Praise the Lord. Just so excited to be here today. I'm just sitting in the living room back here in the house. And just,
I know where you are. I can picture it.
Yeah. It's just nice and peaceful and quiet. I just love it here. Love it here. Praise the Lord. It's 4 in the afternoon, 4:04 right now. Sun is up, 95, 97 degrees outside. So it's warm, but praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of units here in the house, air conditioning, so I'm not feeling
anything. Thank God. Thank God for air conditioning. And so how's it going with you, Brother Max?
It's going very well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's going very well. It was, I'm not going into details, but it was just like mind-blowing. It was just, my goodness, they really do need help. I mean, folks, what is happening, what you hear, is not like what you really see in reality. Especially when you go to like a place for the United States in a different country, in a different nation. So they do need help. One lady over there yesterday, I left at in the morning around 9 a.m. and I got back home literally after 10 p.m. So it was a 12 hours meeting almost. Well, not all of it, but nine hours of it when I was with the guys and some people from Washington, D.C. and some people. This city kind of really struck.
Max, are you there? You cut out there for a minute. Are you there, Max? Brother Max? Brother Max? Praise the Lord. I think he'll recognize that we that we don't hear him, and he'll get back on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Quinn, maybe you can text him and tell him that he's cut out on us. His precious wife, Quinn. Bless the Lord.
Okay, I'm back.
You're back. Okay, great.
I don't know. I'm back. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I know. Some things happen sometimes, especially when you're in that part of the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I have backup, Miss Philly. I have backup. So if whatever, you know, I'm just trust the Lord with this call and the noon call. I have backup.
Good. Here. Okay.
So I'm good.
Did you hear me say that I'm not going to start the call until 8:30? I mean, excuse me, 12:30, which will be 8:30 your time, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Praise the Lord. I have some things I wanted to talk about today. Have some things we need to pray about. Yesterday I talked to Guy, our Leibowitz, our guide, and he told me, please pray for the Druze, the people called the Druze, D-R-U-Z-E. And so we got to talking about my friend. I've had a connection with the Druze for many, many years. If you have been with me to Israel, we've taken you to the Druze villages. And there we have a restaurant we love to go to. And maybe you've met my longtime friend, Muksain Abu Salah, who is now a religious man. What are the Druze? The Druze are a break off of Islam. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, they broke away. And they've been terribly persecuted, especially by the Sunni, since that time. And they broke away and they moved hundreds and hundreds of years ago, before there was any Ottoman Turkish Empire. They moved to the part of the world that is now northern Israel, southern Lebanon, and southern Syria. So they moved up there and they have villages all up in there. Well, when the World War I came and they divided the nations, they divided the Druze. Different Druze people now live in different nations. The Druze are peaceful people. They don't fight anybody. And they remain loyal to their village. They won't move away from that village. And they are loyal to the country that they're in. For instance, those Druze are in Israel. They're very well-trusted people. And they go to the army. They have offices in the army. You saw that I had been in Washington, D.C. and was at the Israeli embassy. The person absolutely first under the Israeli ambassador is a Druze woman. And so they're very dear people. Now, Max, I know you remember that we go there to that restaurant. Muksain Abu Salah comes and meets us at that restaurant. That restaurant owner is a cousin of Muksain Abu Salah. And he has four.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. And he has four cousins who live in what has been the Syrian Druze. And they took them, they went to their house, these thugs. There's a thug regime now in power in former Syria, led by Muksain Abu, what's his name? Ahmed al-Sharaa. Al-Sharaa. Ahmed al-Sharaa.
Ahmed al-Sharaa,
And I talked to Muksain Abu Salah yesterday. Yesterday, Max, Muksain Abu Salah, you know my friend, Guy put me through to him because these are Muksain's relatives and also they are the relatives of the owners of the restaurant.
Four
men cousins, they live in Syria, and they went into their homes. You know how they are, like it's almost like, you know when Jesus said, I'll go to prepare a room for you? The way it is with the Druzim, and I've been with them for years, they have a big house that belongs to the father. Now, when some son get married, they build onto that house, or they'll build someplace right close to it. So they lived together, and there were four men of the home, these thugs who are now the regime heads, came into the home, took the men out, marched them, and executed them. You can see, if you do Amir Sfarti, you can see how they are, they're doing ethnic cleansing. They hate the Druzim. And they killed Alawites, they slaughtered them. And I was talking to Muksain Abusala yesterday, and he said what happened on October 7th with the Hamas coming into Israel, that's exactly what they're doing to the Druzim. The Druzim, first they humiliate them. But with the Druzim, the men grow beards and a mustache. They're very, they have this big, long mustaches. So what these thugs are coming in, they're humiliating them first. They're shaving off their beards, cutting off their beards, cutting off their mustaches, and then they execute them and rape
and they
the
put
women.
Them on four
terrible.
And they ride them. Yeah, yeah. They put them on four and they ride them like a mule, you know, or a donkey.
Yeah,
they ride people.
They make them go on their hands and knees.
And hurt their knees, and they ride them, and they have a stick, and they like giddy up very much. And I'm going to share this also to pray for the Druze in Jordan. We have a good amount of them right here in Jordan. And
you do?
Some, oh, yeah, in Jerash. If you remember,
well,
when we drove through Jerash.
Yeah,
we have. And it's like half hour away from us. But thank God, the king and the police here, they blocked the roads and they said, you're absolutely not going to harm them, you're not going to touch them. And they arrested over 350 yesterday.
Good. Great,
they were
great,
paid,
great.
They were paid for to do something. I mean, they got some funds to and that's part of the things also we talked about yesterday. My goodness, there's so much going on. This lady, when she looked me in the eye and she said she gave me the schedule, and it was Sunday and Wednesday. I said, that is not going to work. That's not going to work. I almost want to get up and leave. And she said, what would work for you? We will work around your schedule. They are in so much of a need of a help. I haven't decided yet. I mean, there's more. I will call you later when I have a secure
Okay,
line,
I'll call me later. And when you call me, be sure to use your code,
because
I have something I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
But, of course...
Okay.
So, Now, another thing, here's what they want us to pray about. I told Muksain that we're going to pray today. And there are 28 very small Druze villages in they're just over the border from Israel. And they want us to pray that Israel will take them in, that they could become a part of Israel. That's not too big to ask God. It's really God. It's really Israel's land anyway. So we're going to pray about that. And then we're going to pray. The Lord said to me, that it's time for miracles and healings. Make a place for them. So last Sunday, we just met out at the mountain. We didn't do a lot of advertising. We didn't put it online. Shelley opened with her ministry teaching and laying on hands with her anointing in her right hand. We drove up. I said, Shelley, the Holy Spirit gathered them. There were people gathered at Prayer Mountain, a room full of people in that chapel. A couple drove up from Tulsa. So people are hungry for the move of the Spirit, and the Lord has been talking to us about it. He calls it the movement of the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to pray about that. Every move of the Spirit that there's been prayer before it. And so we're going to pray about that. And I would ask you at least sometime during the day of your prayer day, sometime during the day, just say to the Lord, oh, Father, send us, let the Lord guide you. Send us an outpouring of the Spirit. We pray for an awakening to God. Just something like that. Bless the Lord. Heavenly Father, we gather now in the name above every name. And you told us, first of all, to pray for leaders. Heavenly Father, I do pray that you would open the leaders' eyes. Benjamin Netanyahu, his eyes are open. But the United States, President Trump, and others, Middle East envoys, sometimes they think like this guy who's a thug, really. He can't be, he cannot be negotiated with. He's a thug. And I just pray that we pray that you would open their eyes to this man and to these peoples that are so evil in the name above every name. And we lift up their Druzim, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name above every name. Of course we would lift them up to see the light of our Lord Jesus Christ. But right now, Father, they don't see that. I know there's a way for the sheep nations, and they would surely be one because they bless Israel. Father, in the name above every name, protect them, we pray. What they're enduring right now is impossible. Impossible to imagine to we who sit here in the United States, so blessed, so blessed, so blessed. But Father, there are many people now mourning because of their taking them in and the horrible things they're doing to them. Father, we pray that they'll stop, cease, and desist in the name above every name. And they've asked us to pray about those 28 villages. Father, you're the one who made it. You gave us Acts 26:17 last week, that you're the ones who draws the borders of their inheritance. Those borders, those artificial borders that were drawn after World War I, those borders were not of God. They divided people groups. And Father, in the name above every name, these 28 villages, we ask you, I must be bold enough to ask you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to have those included in Israel very, very soon. In the name above every name, we pray. Glory be to God, Father. In the name above every name, we pray for the our government leaders. And there's Max over there. He prays for his government leaders there in Jordan. He prays for the United States, and he's dealing with both of them right now. Oh, Father, please guide them, guide them, guide them. Guide Max, Lord, in the name above every name, that he would make the right decisions. Oh, Father, in the name above every name, you are the Most High God. You are the one who leads our lives. You are the one who has the plan and the derrick for each person on this line. Father, what you told us last week about visions and dreams and appearances of God, oh, Holy Father, it was so marvelous just to sit and wonder and ponder. And you said concerning this call that you have chosen to reveal yourself in a special revelation to us. How thankful we are for this special revelation in the name above every name. You said last week, the appearances of God, the written word of God, most importantly, dreams, visions, I have chosen you to reveal myself, church. Lord God, reveal yourself through us, I pray. Reveal yourself through Max as he's over there with those people. Reveal yourself through him. Shine out through his eyes, Lord, and reveal yourself. Folks, I went through the noon prayer, and I counted that God gave us 10 witnesses. 10 is the number of It shows completion. It's one of the numbers that means completion. For instance, there were 10 commandments. And so the Lord here gave us 10 witnesses of his appearing to people in dreams, visions, and special revelations. And I enumerated them and wrote them down. And it was Abram, Paul, Moses, then us, when he directed to us that he's given a special revelation, Adam, Eve, Ezekiel, Solomon, Jacob, and the disciples. That was a total of 10, counting us as one group and the disciples as one group. And just the most marvelous, most wonderful. And then he said, the ultimate of special revelation is in the person of Jesus. God so wants to reveal himself to us. And his plan of the ages is to reveal through us himself. Oh, Father, in the name above every name, what glorious revelations will we pray today? What glorious things, Holy One, will you use us to speak forth today? We join our voices. You said there's not a voice you don't know. There's not a voice you don't hear. There's not a language you don't know. We thank you for this heavenly language that we now speak in and pray in today to the glory of God the Father. Mashtombri kafra. Mashtombri kafra miko. Gangala hashka dinyo nokobri kalakangabi. Isama korva nanye. Kafri no 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 nye ni kwala bali kobala kaya na kahalaya na kahalaila. Bivra do nye na kohro kobara kafindo no kobra kafrang nye ni kodoshka. Ili brato prakalitanyo. Mi tolo kohora kabinyo no kohora kabanyo no kohora kabicho no kodoshka. Ilo govreti nye kodi ataka brak. Misho no nombri kata kafrahala kombitia na kocha. Mele dihisha. Kambila doho shetia na kobrika. Givila doho shwe. Grimanyo no kweri godanche de godoshka tabri kata godoshka tabri. Ilibri hituria nak. Alavra doshen yun kora kotoshka tanjere godohoshelipa. Ivana kora manier yun no kobra ka frakale kiando lo kora katiando. Ishu do goshwa, mashu do godoshka dabrika ta ka frahale kombrika la ka kabi. Ilibra tuer yun na kara kandiang do godoshka devripai. Mele do goshwa, prakata kon kara katinyo. Ile vala kaya na koro kodoshka dabre. Mi kolo holo kambre ke li kahalito no kohoro kombambi. Ija na koro kodjevre te se kohoro kongambra katakaya. Ili brotwer yana na kopre ke ti kahalaila. Ija na koro manyang do rogo doho shetjete di kohoro kobaba. Igala kafrandio no koho meni krale le donye ni kuraka devrebre. Ijini matwash kotobri kate kofreli kangra kadala kangra kadale kobra. Ima na kahalaila hashonde le kotafra kate ipura badiano. Mi gubra mradu shwanye tubri kate kefa. Mi gulo gombra kafile le kombi. Anyene koholai, anyene koholai kanga, dabrita, 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 dabrita. Oh, Father, my Father. O mani kweri o demri kafratie. Meshko dobri ke velonye ne korona papi. Alla manjona no nombri kala kaya na kopri kala kanya na kodoshka de bra kanya na kopri kini kamra. Ma jodoro hojir banyo no ko babalito lo kopri ka baliando. Ele duro baliando ro goho fashe nyo no koho bela kaya na kora kabinyo. Alle varo combrere io non ho scene con la coba la bra calianto bricataia na cala cacaia na cala cacaca. Oh, Father Jesus, my Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach, mangolo godapri, E lo do prafra cala compridania. E libra to baracata fran dena coracoli li cabra. Misho drogo do hoshen dene cohoro cabala quino no cohoro co babi. E le valatogne ni qua alle cogne ne coraco bagne ne cohoro delicadiata. Bijo to hoshua. Bijo to hoshua. Che baracondie e le baracontabri cataca ange ne cata accia. Pida kahala in la Halandia. I calaco brevre di shanto. Kamena qua, mash kotonche. Oh, la halaila, halaila, halaila. Magorondie le kanyana korako di aptara kotoshka. Pili dohoshwa, matoro kodohoshenge. Pili goduro go prafra kadoko honche ne kodoshka. Imana qua tuoti ana korako pitio. E je ne ma cobre cabra caianda le cohoro con gianda na coca colabi latino. Cali con ogni ne coro codos che don gionon dobri che te caffai. Cabella tortia ma cala caia na caha. I tia non ho cobre che te caffranga alla cabinio no coro codosca. Chi le cambraccia a son antombri che te pofre. I gili cambra, le toro congiene, ne coro cotosca da bricata catafra. Cabricata covole campigno. E shana coro cadala cahai. Beba do hushua. Magno no coro codibra. Vido dombri calacaha lito, no combricata caiaca. I giondoro cobricate fra alla congranie nimoro dovre bedeccia. I giano coro codolo cohoro con bamba. Ie tofra cahala caiana caholo con braca da gahashatia. I mene querion dabri catafra cala con bambi doro goho gente. I sala coria mana cohoro co bebeli tania na cohoro co dania. Kirigo brevre di juata lo con brevre. Andioro con bangi le gaha shanto toco prakatia na coro con giene e jena caracai diando horo cabilia togne ni quote cofra. North and di Cambra. North in Manandia, in the north. Che he sabai. Che he si va la coro Manandia ni coro cobidia. Kali vandiona kohoro kobra kata halakaya na kohoro kondiana. Iba la toro mananya na kohoro kodele kahalaila. Ija tofrede kombre vridashonje. Bangu husiepro kafrenieto, kafrenierto manginya. Gaba la dunio no kohoro ko beliata, ajando no ko bravrinyato, kieto no ko bragia, anio no koro ko dilikabra, iva shonda, iva shonda, iva shonda. Me balu dua shetie, me balu ku dumbra ali gomberio nangala gidiato. Gangala halakaya na kohoro ko braktya na kodoro kum braktya na kodoro shetye de kadasha. Ikala kohoro kapra halakaya. Ishano no to, makoro ko dipra. Ibili duro ko prefre te hashandoro ko doshka tambre, kiavra ko toshki ta prakata ha, eme ne kore gadinyo na kohoro ko dole kapinyo na kohoro ko toshkere ko doshka. Swinsum bapito in amacuario delle combre delle caffracciandor gotosca ime ne coharaca braccio fracateli cohosciange ise le cotosca tamplica te cohoraca pa ive le dure gamba colo coprete bracatangiano con braccio Idi cabra rodianto le frappatori a pacala canga. I geni matueri o no doco doroco delle canga abria toro covreche di canga. I geni moretti a macoroco di anda le cocoroco pi. E vi li du joa a san yerto pala caia nangage o jandili gubri bredigni ne qua. More. Isabra kalakom geti kubraka brakata. Jidigotorska tanjirigodoska iskerikongabra. Belehitya, 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 belehitya. Kavikala koho, yamarakatashka nyanotye. Edebe frantos kapanye. Gandyo telekoram piano nake. Ele beato rafenye. Kandala valabanya non goria tali. Candiale cole cambra cagliato, tieni le caracaia non di oro vaglie, tieni le cango la vigno, la vei, oh bracatasca. Bracotoro godo scendi ne godo sciacara catasca tance. I dico ora codo se brecchia fra cato scendie una cattoccia. I dico ora codo niene qua, cara con bebele tu uccia, e sciolta le cotò, toto. Me bella corre magnana, e che la cambaco, e le gala cambanganga. Udu du 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 schwa, ma tu lo conto scappigno. Kafrika de kohole kabrakjana kotoska ta prikete kataska. Setonia ne kohore kong 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 kong. Seto to kohore kong kong diana kahalia tetie. Igala kafrako to koho shenje. Kala kambra kafrekje. Anya ne kohore kong yene ko o pelatinyo ne kohore kotoska. Ishato to koho shangje ne kotoska. Bratinho, 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 fraco de go ompe, e jana caraca de acto de cohole canga, e mene cahale com brevre, diz canho no copricatai. Tile canga, preca de roxandia ne cohoroco dosca de corocotonje, e valatote, e valatote, e valatote. Bitoto de cohoxactia na cohoroco papa, e chato de cohora cambractia de cohoxactia. Ishatokia kakahalai, me nini kohora ko baba, me nini kahala kabrika te kafrakata katande de godosham chakta, kibaratoshka. Ledu de gohora kankala kohora ko pitya na koto do gocha, kambraka de gohole kambra, imanakaka, inamakaka, inamako parakatishko. Mridanyo no qua, mejo do gubra kafinyo, no kohoroko bale katanya, no kohoroko dele kaya, na kahalaila, na kahalalaila. Idi go bre bre tishanto, tapri koto ko papa la kaka, eje le mano nyandoro koka, krivayo tarakatianto takiele. Celebration to mani. Tiele barako ra manyo no nye atora piria tolapa. Mieto falinyo no cobra frasi. Tiendele cabro calandio nani ora badakai. Risudo hujwa baladonye ne guala la capra. Bijo no kora kali kaya no kala kangala gadabra pati no kodo no kobre kini kanya. Mito huru kodo hoshe brati frakatako. Kili gahalai, banyo no kohoro kodoshka. Banyo no kwa, banyo no kwa hala kambra kada gohoshe kili kodoshka. Bid watutu do gohosha. Che vallancio no coro kodoshka. Kabida ka halaila, halaila, halaila. Chi vile tuhura ka ba, asciunto do gohoshe ka pinyo. Ale kone yamana kohondio no kohondio no kohondio no kohondio no kohondio. Ika la ka halaila, hala kambraka la kahanya na kohondia na kambraktia. Ili dudurushwa, taragombara ka finyo, ale kobere katiana. Et je ne m'accouve à la cobebe, à n'y corabagne, et j'adore, achando, achando, achando. Africa de gohole kendrete. Kimada kohoro kodoshka. Kibala halai. Manyo, 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 manyo. Kobra kahavra katinyo no kohoro kodoshka tambre. Kalakara kalyan dora goho shang dora go doho shang chekte. Ashko do brika de gahalai. Malo bridanyo no kohoro kodashke. Gyeba da konye ni kohala kabranya ne kohora. Ili go brevra dishwanya no kohora. Ko balya toryo manakara yakanga lakaya na koka. Ili ga brafra tore kumbra kade gohesha de ko brevra yukatonya. O maniko, 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 palye ne valatai. Kaya na kohora mai. Ijunyo no kwa, ijunyo no kwa, ijunyo no kwa. Bidi kahale kopre, kavika de gohole kambrahala kangarati atta de la gandashka. Idi gohole kapa. Ikele kakaya na korogodoshka tonche. Idi gondobri kateka frahala kompra kanchange. Ikele kohoro kodebli tida kohoro kandiana kodertia. Ishantoro gohole kabra. Mali toro kodoho shangyana. Kavila kala kahalai. Ijutu kohoro kotoshka tambrika tika dahalai na. Ijutu kohoro kampepra katifra kala kanganga. Ishato, ishato, ishato hikalai. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the right to mix and mingle our voices. I remember, Lord, you said on a call not long ago that communicating with you directly is a gift from God, and how we do appreciate this wondrous gift. Heavenly Father, I thank you for it. And Father, in the name above every name, we call out to you, maybe not with the fervor, the passion, the consistency that we should, but we do call out to you for an awakening to God. Among our leaders, Lord, our civil leaders, our church leaders, among all the peoples of God, but oh Lord, I've seen when I studied awakenings that it wasn't confined to the church. You knocked people down with the power of God out in the streets. Lord, we've got to have it. That's a revelation of you. And you spoke to us last week of revelation of yourself. We ask you for revelation in a great, great move. An awakening to God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to put my earbuds in here. Got a mixed, I guess. There we go. Okay. Praise the Lord. Let's see here. First statement. Really short one. It's underlined. And it reads like this. Challenges and trails may arise.
Trials, I bet.
Sorry?
I think that word would be trials.
Oh, it is trials.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I said. Okay.
You said trails, but
Yes.
They're very IKEA.
Oh, yeah. It's trials. Yeah, thank you.
I was thinking, with challenges,
Trials.
it's probably going to be trials.
It is trials. Challenges and trials may arise. Yeah, and it's underlined. Romans 8:37. Romans 8:37. We have not had this scripture for a while. Okay. My next statement. Did I say the first one is underlined?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Romans 8:37, next statement. My believers and my children, my believers and my children, can you experience the victory that I have for you? My believers and my children, can you experience the victory that I have for you? And that is the statement. All right. Next statement. Scripture, sorry. Psalm 20, verse 7. Psalm 20, verse 7. Psalm 108, 13, 1, 3. Psalm 108, 13. Next statement. See if there is any underline. No. Okay. It reads like this. This is a little longer one. And it reads like this. I did promise you victory. I did promise you victory through faith. I did promise you victory through faith, and as humans, and as humans, you will face temptation. There is no us there. Temptation and battle, or battle and battle and battle. Not if you stand together in prayer with my friend and prophet. You are chosen, church. Okay, I'll read it again.
Just a minute.
I'm going to read it from the beginning. I'll wait if you want me to.
Yeah, wait till we finish this.
Yeah, okay.
I have a, okay. All right. Finished. Got it.
Okay. I'll read it again from the beginning to make sure that you have it all. I did promise you victory through faith. And as humans, you will face temptation. Temptation and battle. Not if you stand together in prayer. Not if you stand together in prayer with my friend and prophet. You are chosen, church. Thank you, Lord. We are chosen. You are chosen, church. Okay. The next scripture is Romans 8, 1 and 2. Romans 8, 1 and 2. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Oh, John 16:33. We all know this one. John 16:33. Next statement is underlined. And it reads like this. It is important for you all. Yeah, it is important for you all to pray for discernment. Yeah, to pray for discernment and hear from me. Okay, this is the statement, and it's all underlined. If I didn't say that, the statement is underlined. It is important for you all to pray for discernment and hear from me. Then the Lord give us 1 Kings 3:6-9. 1 Kings 3:6-9. All right, next statement. What you still need today is discernment. You must be aware of my voices. You must be aware of my voices. Leading. No, okay, it looked like lending. I'm going to spell this word here. It could be a word, I don't know. Okay, L-E-N-D-I-N-G.
Lending.
Lending?
Okay. Like you lend somebody something.
Oh, lending. Oh, okay. Lending, okay. What you still need today is discernment. You must be aware of my voices. Lending your ears and learn the truth of God. Oh, God's word. All right, I'll read it again. What you still need today is discernment. You must be aware of my voices. Of my voices, lending your ears and learn the truth of God's, with an S, word, W-O-R-D. That's the statement.
Did you say it's underlined or not?
It's not underlined.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. The one before it was, but not this one. Okay. Second Chronicles 2:12. Proverbs 9:10. Proverbs 5:6. Proverbs 5:6. Okay, this one, the next statement is underlined. All of it is underlined. And it reads like this. You cannot, C-A-N-N-O-T, yeah, you cannot dismiss the need to decide between what is right and wrong. Decide to follow me and obey my word. Okay, I'll read it again. I know you didn't finish writing that one, so I'll slow down here.
Just showing
okay.
It here.
So, sure. This one is underlined.
What was the last phrase? Decide to follow me and what?
Decide to follow me and obey
and?
My word. and obey my word.
Okay, got it.
Okay, now I'm going to read it again, all underlined. You cannot dismiss the need to decide between what is right and wrong. Decide to follow me and obey my word. Okay. First Corinthians 2:14, I believe it's 14, not 19. It's open. Yeah. First Corinthians 2:14, 1:4. Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. Matthew 7:15. Matthew 7:15. All right, this statement is underlined, the one I'm going to read. And it reads like this. Wisdom also guards you. Wisdom also guards, with an S, guards you from temptation. From temptation. It reminds you that sinful desires only produce harm. All right, read it again. Wisdom also guards you from temptation. It reminds you that sinful desires only produce harm. All right, praise the Lord. Sometimes you start thinking, but I'm not going to think. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's see here. Well, I know we're all praying, and I know the Lord is hearing all of us. It's something for, I believe, for somebody. I don't know yet. We don't know. Praise the Lord. So wisdom also guards you from temptation. It reminds you that sinful desires only produce harm. Scripture. Proverbs 5, verses 3 and 4. Proverbs 5, verses 3 and 4. James 3:13 through 18. James 3:13 through 18, 1:8. Okay. Next statement. Read like this. Following the path of wisdom means keeping company. Keeping company with the wise, not foolish. Keeping company with the wise, not foolish. Church, Trump, Israel. Okay, I'll read it again. Oh, the second half is underlined. All right, just ignore everything I said. I'm going to read it again. We'll keep you to speed here. Following the path of wisdom means keeping company with the wise. Underline part. Not foolish. Church, Trump, Israel. So, not foolish. Church, Trump, Israel is underlined. Following the path of wisdom means keeping company with the wise. Underline, not foolish, church, Trump, Israel. Moving along. Let's see here. First Corinthians 15:1-5, 33. First Corinthians 15:33. Hebrews 13 verse 7, Hebrews 13, 7, Philippians 3, 17. Okay. Next statement. Not evaluate. Yeah, N-O-T. Not evaluate situations and choices based on a desire. Yeah. Based on a desire to appear righteous. To appear righteous or earn a higher standing with me. All right, I read again. Not to evaluate situations and choices based on a desire to appear righteous or earn a higher standing with me. Yeah, that's a statement. All right. Just love you, Jesus, that you tell us everything. Proverbs 13, 80, it's 20. The reason I'm saying that, there is a loop. Anyway, I'm not going to explain it. I can't, actually. Just go with Proverbs 13, 20. Praise the Lord. Psalm?
You're funny, Max.
I know. So a lot of people tell me that. Well, because I'm looking at it, I'm like, I can't explain it.
I know it. I know it.
This is what I'm looking at, 13:20. All right, Proverbs 13:20, Psalm 1:1. Psalm 1:1. Yeah, Psalm 1:1.
Oh, I can almost see what I know what that says, and I think anyway, I don't need to be talking that anyway. Just go ahead.
No. Okay. Almost done here. Next statement. You have a relationship with me. You have a relationship with me, and those who love me follow me, church. Oh, yeah, that's a statement. You have a relationship with me, and those who love me follow me, church. You have a relationship with me, and those who love me follow me, church. All right. This is the last scripture here, Ephesians 4:14.
14.
Last statement, but not least, 14, yes. 14 and 4. Last statement is underlined. Have my discernment. I'm reading it right? Miss Philly? D-I-S-C-E-R-M-M-E-N-T, discernment, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Have my discernment, when you hear me. Wow. And it's underlined. This statement is underlined. The last statement is underlined. Have my discernment when you hear me. Trust in me. And that's what we prayed for this morning, saints. Praise the Lord.
It's very interesting. I really can see a lot in it.
I believe the Lord wants us to focus, some people to focus.
Yes.
Something. I don't know.
We're praying for others. We're praying for people that are making decisions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're praying for it. Maybe
Right.
for
We
those that
shouldn't.
you're sitting with right now. You
Exactly.
know.
And we shouldn't really
But,
be surprised by anything the Lord tells us.
no, huh?
Because, yeah, no.
Underlining, because, oh, this reaches such a vast, vast, vast area, the whole world. So it can be, and I see things in it for me sometimes, but I also know that others are very much included. He knows meetings, he knows trials and challenges that are going on all over this world. And if they affect his children, they affect him. I mean, you know, they interest him, rather. So underlined, challenges and trials may arise. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. My believers and my children, can you experience that I have for you? Is that everything in there? Did I get all of that statement?
The second statement, my believers and my children, can you experience the victory that I have for you? Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
Yeah, that's
I
all.
left out the victory. And
Oh,
what I shouldn't, yeah,
I
I
didn't
left that
hear.
out.
Okay.
Can
Yeah.
you experience the
Experience the
victory
victory
that I have for you?
that I have. Correct.
Thank God. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Psalm 108,
Amen.
13. With God, we shall do valiantly. It is He who treads down our enemies. I did promise you victory through faith. And as human, you will face temptations in battle. Not if you stand together in prayer with my friend and prophet. You are chosen, church. Romans 8, 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. 1 Peter 2:9. That you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world.
Lord.
Thank God. We're in this world, folks, but we're not of it. Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, underlined, it is important for you all to pray for discernment and hear from me. 1 Kings 3, 6 through 9. Then Solomon said, you have shown great chesed. Now that means God kept the covenant. You have shown great chesed to your servant David, my father, according as he walked before you in truth and righteousness and uprightness of heart toward you. And you have reserved him for this great chesed, that you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in the place of my father David, yet I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. Your servant is in the midst of your people, which you have chosen, a great people, who are too many to be numbered or counted. So give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, to discern between good and evil. For you for who is able to govern this your great people? For who is able to govern or judge this great people of yours? And most of them do use the word judge. You know, folks, judgment, God makes judgments, and he judges, this is good, this is not good. So judging doesn't mean, when it says do not judge, it doesn't. You have to judge things every day. You have to judge what's good and what's evil. You don't have the right to sentence people, in other words. I judge this person, you know. But you make judgments all the time. And to do that, you have to discern between good and evil. And Solomon, he recalled, he used the word chesed. That's so important that you get that straight. It's not mercy. God had a covenant with David, and he was faithful to keep it. And he said, you've given him a son. And what was that covenant? That David's seed would sit on the throne of David. So there sits Solomon, and he says, I got to have your help here. I've got to know how to discern between good and evil. So the Lord is telling us that it's very important. That's what Solomon was doing. He said, Solomon, ask what you will. And this is what Solomon asked for. And so he's asking us, he's telling us and telling others that we're praying for. It's very important for you to discern between good and evil in this hour and hear from God. That's really probably the most important thing, is to hear from God right now.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that you can discern not make a mistake. That you can hear him and his voice. You pray that. Let's do it right now. Father, I pray for everybody on this line. And I pray for me, and I pray for Max, and I pray for every single person within the sound of my voice. And I pray for all those that this prayer reaches out to, that we will have discernment between good and evil, right and wrong, and that we will hear from you. Dig out our ears so that we will hear from you. Oh, my goodness. Look at the next statement.
I mean.
What you still need today is discernment. You must be aware of my voices. You know, when he says voices, I think he meant that sometimes you'll hear him inside you, and sometimes he might speak to you through another person. And they don't even know it.
Yeah.
But you heard it. You knew that God was in what they said. Lending your ears and learn the truth of God's word. You lend your ears to God. You say, God, I want to hear you. I lend you mine ear. When he had me spell that, I thought immediately, before he said ears, I thought about lending your ears. You remember that's what in the famous speech to the Romans, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears.
Yeah.
So you lend him your ears. To lend him your ears, you have to be quiet sometimes. And turn your head and just turn toward God. And learn the truth of God's word. Of course, he's going to speak to you primarily through God's word. 2 Chronicles 2:12. Then Huram continued, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has made heaven and earth, who has given King David a wise son, endowed with discretion and understanding, who will build a house for the Lord and a royal palace for himself." So that was Solomon praying for wisdom. Now here's this man saying that God gave it. That's interesting, isn't it? That God showed us he answered the prayer and someone recognized it. Discretion and understanding. You might as well say discernment.
Discernment, yeah.
You might as well say it. Very interesting, very interesting. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Proverbs 5:6. She, and is she here in this passage, means wisdom. Must be one who, let me see here. Let's see who she is here. The whole passage is Proverbs 5:6, but I'm going to begin with 5:1. My son, be attentive to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, that you may keep discretion and your lips may guard knowledge. For the lips of a forbidden woman drip honey, and in her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps follow the path to hell. Now, here's the sixth verse that he gave us. She does not ponder the path of life. Her ways wander, and she does not know it. She does not know the path of her life. So that's warning you against that. Warning against the opposite of wisdom. Temptation, you might say, or evil. The ones who are evil. And then, going right along with that, really, the next part is underlined. You cannot dismiss the need to decide between what is right and wrong. Decide to follow me and obey my word. Hallelujah.
That's really interesting.
You don't get you don't dismiss the need to decide between right and wrong. Oh boy, this is pretty strong today, to tell you the real truth. 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know or understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. Talking about discerning things again.
Yeah.
Romans 12:2. Of course, this is going to tell us that we need to know the word. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may, and the English Standard uses the word, so that you may discern what the will of God is, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So, If you know the world, if it says, if you will not be conformed to this world, but you will renew your mind with the word of God. When a matter comes up, you'll be able to tell if it's the will of God or not. And you can discern between, there's three, there's a good will of God, there's a permissible or acceptable will, but then there's the perfect. And the best thing is the perfect will of God. And if you renew your mind with the word and you want to follow God, then you will hear. You lend him your ear. He'll guide you. There's no doubt he will guide you. And then here we have Matthew 7:15.
15, yeah.
He wants us to do his will more than we want to do it, of course. But he wants to reveal that will to us. He wants to reveal. People are saying, pray for me that I know God's will. God wants you to know his will. You just seek him. He'll show it to you. I can't just pray a prayer for you that you'll know God's will. You get in there and seek the Lord, and you go into his word. And I'm telling you, his will become plain to you. And then he tells us right here, Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves.
Wow, you know, Miss Philly, this is very powerful. He said, you cannot dismiss the need to decide between what is right and wrong. This is like a warning.
I'm telling
you. Decide to follow me and obey my word. Other words, like, I have the answer for you. Don't get it in your head and decide what you need to do. No, this is not right. This is wrong. This is right. This is wrong. Don't do that. Follow me and obey my words. He just told us, be aware, there's false prophets out there. And I'm telling you, they're all over the place.
Isn't that the truth?
And he does, because he doesn't want us to get off the track. There is. I know. I mean, we all know.
That is right.
And we actually decide. I mean, sometimes you try to tell somebody, I never did. I just pray for them, and I pray for myself. Like, Lord, I'm not going there. I don't know. But he's telling us, like, you cannot decide. Follow the word of God.
That's
and
it.
Pray and do these things. Yeah.
And I'll tell you another thing to do. Put your hands on your head and say, I cover my head with the blood of Jesus. False ideas, false prophets, false leading are not going to enter me. I cover my head with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I cover it from deception. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Now here we have.
Yeah, you're underlined. At Matthew 7:15.
Yeah.
Now, wisdom.
Oh, and next is underlined. Wisdom also guards you from temptation. It reminds you that sinful desires only produce harm. Proverbs 5:3-4. And here it goes again about that forbidden woman. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter, as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. He gave us that twice.
That's interesting, and you went from one, and you read it from 5:1 all the way to 6.
Yeah, I did. I went from 1 all the way to 6.
Yeah. Wow. Something in 3 and 4 and 6 in this message, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Meditate. Okay.
Meditate on it. James 3:13-18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a wisdom of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. See, this is going to tell you that leading can come from two different places. It can come from, it can be, in verse 15, earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. Comes from below. It's what the world would advise you. The enemy would work through that. And selfish ambition, et cetera, et cetera. But there is a wisdom that's from above. And here's how you judge it. It's first pure. Not going to be anything about it that's impure. It's peaceable. It's gentle. It's open to reason. In other words, it's just, this is my way and I'm going to have it and there's no other choice. It's open to reason. It's full of mercy and good fruits. Unwavering and without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. There's another reference in here that I saw to hypocrisy. All right. Following the path of wisdom means keeping company with the wise, not foolish. I think you could even insert in there, the foolish. In life, you could say, don't keep company with the foolish. You keep company with the wise. Following the path of wisdom means keeping company with the wise, not foolish. Church, Trump, Israel. 1 Corinthians 15:33. You know, sometimes you just have to stop being around the people you've been being around. If you can tell, well, they're
That's
foolish,
right.
And their counsel's foolishness.
I told people, like, I did it. I said, listen, I love you, but I will get back to you. I need to keep you away from my life for now, because they were absolutely negative. That's like after my salvation.
Yeah,
I said, so and so, I love you, but I'll get back to you. I'll call you. I said, don't call me. I'll get back to you. I will call you. And I called him 2 years later. 2 years.
Yeah.
Because you need that wisdom from the Lord. You cannot have anybody just keep their influence
That's right.
over your mind, your ears, your thoughts. They just, oh, no, I don't think you're right, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No. Go to the kingdom of God. Go to the Spirit of the Lord.
And the Word of God.
Be wise.
Exactly.
Have the wisdom. Yeah, the Word of God, yeah.
And here's another verse he gave us which just supports that. Do not be deceived.
Okay.
Bad company corrupts good morals.
There you go.
You know, let's say that a person gets delivered from addiction to drugs, and he feels, oh, I got to go back and help all those drug people. He needs to stay away from those drug people until he gets really strong in the Lord. That takes a while, years probably. If he goes back, he could be corrupted by them. Hebrews 13:7. Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. And let you know, folks, I want to let you know that this is a verse right here that I use for Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. Of anybody I know, remember those who led you, that would be Brother Hagin, who spoke the word of God to you, that would be Brother Hagin to me. Consider the result of their conduct. That's a New American. The ESV says, consider the outcome of their life. Well, I consider the outcome of his life. It was wonderful all the way. Imitate their faith. I can imitate the faith of Kenneth E. Hagin. I saw how his life turned out. In other words, I hung around him. I hung around him even after I quit working for him. I didn't hang around the foolish. I hung around the wise. I hung around Brother Hagin. I listened to him. I didn't go off 19 different ways. I would advise you to go on YouTube, watch Brother Hagin, read Brother Hagin's books. You know, because in other words, you can tell the ones who are the wise. Imitate them. And just don't be following the foolish. That's really what that says. Philippians 3:17. Paul said, what you see in me, you can imitate that. And really,
yeah.
Every minister should aim that their life is worth imitating. Look at here.
That
is
the same,
right?
Miss Billy. I bought your name. I bought your name. Everything you said about Kenneth E. Hagin, I don't know him, but I bought your name. I mean,
bless the Lord.
The Lord put
I'm
you in my
aim
life.
To
bless
stay
the
it
Lord.
That way.
Amen.
I'm going to aim.
Amen.
It. And you know, that's exactly Amen. What Paul said. Look at the next scripture God gave us. Here it is in the New American. Brethren, join in following my example. And observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. Every minister should live his life so that he can say what Paul said right there.
Wow.
Here it is in the Amplified. Brethren, together follow my example and observe those who live after the pattern we have set for you. In other words, Paul aimed to be a good example and set the right pattern. And as Christians, we should do that, not just if you're the pastor. As a Christian, what about for your children? How do they see you in your house? How do you live? You don't want to be a hypocrite. Bless the Lord.
Lord,
not
amen.
Evaluate situations and choices. Oh, here he's going to talk about hypocrites right here. Not evaluate situations and choices based on a desire to appear righteous or earn a higher standing with me. In other words,
my goodness. Wow.
Don't be a hypocrite. You're just supposed to do things because they're right or wrong. Here I am with my preachy voice. Stop that, Billy Brim. Proverbs 13:20.
That's good. That's good, Miss Billy.
Oh, this will preach, I'll tell you. Whoever walks, now listen to this. I just love the way the Lord gives us these statements and then he gives us these scriptures. It just blesses me. Here it is in the King James. This is pretty strong. He that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And here it is in the New American. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Bless the Lord.
He used the word harm up there when he said desires only produce harm. That
That's right. You got it. So that's what I'm going to use. I'm going to use
Sub there.
I'm going to use the New American. It reminds you that sinful desires only produce harm. And then he talks about fools and wise, and I'm telling you, this is worth studying all together. Not only is it
Praise
for whoever
God.
We're praying for, and I believe it's praying for world leaders and church leaders and everybody. But
it's shipping
you
up
can take
time.
It personally,
The Lord's
too.
speaking to us.
In Psalm 1:1, I know what that one is.
Okay.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Oh, he's really telling you, stay away from the foolish and stay away from the wicked. Don't walk with them. All righty. You have a relationship with me and those who love me. Follow me, church. Ephesians 4:14. He's making it. He speaks.
Yeah.
We can
yeah.
know. We can know. We can follow him.
Yeah. Amen. With
Ephesians
all of this,
4:14.
Like, you have a relationship with me. Sorry, I start talking too. I'll shut up now. My
That's
goodness,
right. Go
I'm
ahead,
excited.
Max. You're right. You're right. You got a relationship with me.
I mean,
don't be out there trying to find out what the foolish would advise you.
Exactly.
You have a relationship
Thank
with
you.
Me. And you have a relationship
I
with
have
those
a
who love
you.
Me. So
Amen.
Follow me.
Amen.
And then look what it says. As a result, we are no... Now, I'm going to read it first in King James. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Now, here it is in the New American. As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. Here it is in the Amplified. So then we may no longer be children tossed to and fro between chance gusts of teaching and wavering with every changing wind of doctrine, the prey of the cunning and cleverness of unscrupulous men, in every shifting form of trickery, in inventing errors to mislead.
Wow.
I see people that waver away from strong teaching and strong doctrines, and then they kind of waver over to this side or that side. Don't do that. You got the Word of God. You got the Spirit of God. You got fellowship with other believers. All right. Here he is, back to discernment again. Underline.
Yep.
Have my discernment when you hear me.
Me.
That means, folks, we're going to be able to hear him. He wouldn't hold us to having his discernment if he didn't make a way for us to hear him. But, oh, my goodness, we can hear him. And we hear him loud and clear on Wednesdays. Bless
Amen.
The Lord. Now, I'm going to have
exactly
to get around
it.
Here because I got to get ready and go out to the mountain. So I'll see you out at Prayer Mountain. Remember, that's billybrim.org. I'm going to sign on at 12 noon. I'm going to be speaking some things in my heart until 12:30. And then at 12:30, Brother Max, that's when we'll have the call. What will that be, 8:30 for you?
Okay.
Something like that.
It will be 8:30 p.m. That is correct. I need Don or Jared to text me and say if they're going to call me. Or maybe I'd rather call. I'll just call.
All right.
They need to figure out. I'll call. Okay.
Figure that out yourselves.
Yeah.
Figure that out among yourselves,
okay.
Boys. Okay, love you guys. Shalom.
Love you. Bye. Shalom.